got a dork everywhere.
I just surprised Matt. Have you shat yourself?
No, but I just about choked on this oatmeal cookie.
Are you William Shatner? William Shatpants? Anyway, welcome to Dollar Dork, everyone. We are live in my basement. My name is Irv. I am your host for tonight. I am joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Tonight, playing part of William Shatner.
Oh, that was a...
I was really kind of pathetic, but I'm not really good at impersonations.
I'm only good at impersonations of impersonators doing impersonations.
Yes, and bad ones at that.
You know, so I'm like, I'm William Shatner. This sounds like every other comedian, whoever. Okay, and we're basically also joined tonight by the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Oh, my.
Thank you for being here.
It's good to be here. How'd you get this desk down here? I bet that was a pain in the tuchus.
Well, there's all kinds of things to talk about. Yes, I took the desk apart.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
I took the desk
this
apart.
Is a metal, like 1950s well, metal, yeah, nice.
This is a heavy-duty
office desk.
It's made of
it's a beautiful thing.
Like what,
rolled sheet metal.
Sheet metal. Mm-hmm. It's very. Each part is quite heavy. Okay. However, it's very, very modular.
But take it together, it's lighter.
Very modular. The top comes off.
Wouldn't have guessed.
Okay. The center drawer, its rails come off, and the drawer with it. The drawer comes out, and then its rails come off. Each side part here with the
is it water cooled?
This is key, of course.
Oh, those are the best.
The shelf is
great. One on
each
side.
I love those
things.
It's a writing.
That is hot.
It's just the... Just so the people at home know, it's the sort of writing palette
writing
that comes up above the drawers. I don't know what it.
I love these
thing.
Like sort of like drawer partitions you can work with, and then each side has like the sort of half height drawer, and then you have the full height
file holder.
Yeah, that whole assembly comes off with like four screws,
well,
and
then
the legs come off of it too. So basically,
can you put it back together like in a robot or something?
Well, you could. I suppose you could have I actually put them all on the wrong direction. So some of the screw holes that I was looking for weren't there, but it's all pretty modular, and like the drawers are on the wrong sides and all. But you know what? It all works, and it was much easier to bring downstairs that way.
Is not Wi-Fi unsecured? I thought it was secured.
Oh, it is, but you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to add your MAC addresses again. I had to change routers.
Well, this is a new machine for me, so I also...
Yet again.
Right. Well, I did have to change routers.
Probably that's something else to talk about.
Knock on metal desk. I've had really good wireless in the last 6 months or so.
So have I.
At home.
Yeah. Rock solid.
You think because of wireless or...
Knock on.
Because
I've been good. No, knock on metal. That's all I got. Knock on Formica.
Okay. Well, let me edit the Mac filter list.
McFilter.
McFilter.
Fine. Fine, Scottish lad, McFilter.
Oh, speaking of which... I have some lovely Glenmorangie, if anybody would like some.
Glenmorangie.
It's about
well, wait a minute. Isn't there...
$50 bottle of scotch.
Aren't there, there are multiple Glen M scotches,
there's
aren't there?
There's the Glenlivet.
And Glenfiddich.
The Glenfiddich.
Right.
Fittich, the Glenmorangie.
Yeah.
Or Glenmorangie, I believe it's.
Yeah,
and then there's another Glen M, like Glenmorangie and Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie.
No, there were two of them. I saw them in a list of... Because you guys were going to teach me about scotch, because I don't drink the stuff.
Oh,
you're going to say, like, this is how you determine what a good scotch is.
We are?
You were.
We were?
If you listen to listen to one of our past Dial-A-Dork episodes, you will hear said discussion.
So, are we willing to say our MAC addresses over the air?
Hell no.
Sure.
No?
I don't see how that's going to hurt us.
Why not?
Because I carry my MAC address around with me.
So what?
Here's the question. Yeah, is there a good way to get a MAC address when your ipconfig fails if you're only using wireless?
ARPIT.
You can ARP it. ARMPIT. Or you might. It might have been a sticker.
ARP,
it might be on a sticker under your laptop
or on
the card itself.
Let me tell you how to do this. ARP. ARP-S? Ethernet address?
ARP-A, I think, is all the... adapters in your midst.
I usually hit
the question mark and see what's what. Your IP config doesn't work?
When I'm only on wireless, if I have a wired connection, it'll work fine. But if I do IP config -A or whatever.
Is it available in
I
the
get
properties
an error.
Window?
It usually is available in the properties
window. Let me show you what this error looks like. Then maybe we can fix it.
Remember, didn't you get it out of the properties window when you were at my house, Russ?
Yeah, somewhere else. I don't remember where.
An internal error occurred. A device attached to the system is not... Can you... What if you were to...
Isn't that fascinating?
Say, disable...
That happens when I am connected,
can
too.
Can you disable your wired connection?
Yeah.
And does it still happen?
It might not. I forget. I monkeyed around with it before.
You could also potentially...
I got a new machine and it blows.
You could also potentially disable them both, and you still might get entries in IP config, but they'll just say, like...
Not available or something like that.
It might still give you the MAC address.
Wired's listed as disabled, actually.
It is?
Oddly enough.
It is?
Are you managing it through the IBM, like, Pro Tools or something like that?
The wireless, yes.
Okay. That's odd.
Well, no, it's managed by Windows.
Well, then it
shouldn't say disabled.
Well, this is the wired.
Turn your laptop. Turn your laptop over.
Which wired? Generally, they have two.
If this wireless was built in, there may be a sticker
right
on
there.
The bottom.
One of those white stickers on the right.
Yep, I got a MAC address.
Okay, let's have it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the MAC address.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
It starts with, it's like six different little groups.
Okay.
You ready?
That's what it starts
this
with?
This is a MAC address.
That's what it starts and ends with.
This is the,
patootie.
Machine address correlation.
Code?
Okay. All right, 00.
Yes.
13. CE.
Uh-oh.
453308.
Okay. Let me save my work.
Someone's going to impersonate me on a... I guess if they found a wireless, those Orinoco cards, you can put your own Mac on them and stuff.
Okay, you're free to connect.
Sweet.
Matthew?
00.
Uh-huh.
1C.
Uh-huh.
B3.
Uh-huh.
6D.
Uh-huh.
8E.
Mm-hmm.
4C.
That is a hot one.
Oh, yeah.
And any moment now, you too may connect, and you are free to connect.
Now, you say it's not wide open?
It is wide open.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It is wide open. Wide open west.
Excellent. I'm having a little bit of a cold, so I'm going to pass on the Glen Meringue tonight.
It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. And I won't be able to, smell it. Mm, love the smell of scotch in the morning.
Well, let me tell you, this Glen
like
Morangy is some
victory.
Of the best scotch I've ever tasted.
What was that stuff wonderful. You brought to the house that was...
Oh, Michter's?
You want that?
I have that, too.
No, you guys were having a good time with that.
That was
it's a
good.
It's a happy-go-lucky booze.
Mm-hmm.
Michter's American Whiskey. Oh, man, is that good. That is some killer...
Irv, I didn't know you were a connoisseur of the scotch and whiskey.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but I'm a partaker and an enjoyer thereof.
Uh-oh, we have a new vio.
We do. We've got a
from
couple
Kay
questions.
Marcy.
Oh. Does she have...
There's no specific question. You just have work
Hope
to do when you get home.
Oh, yeah, well, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. Well, anyway, if on tonight's show, we do have a bare metal question of the week.
Bare metal question of the week. Yeah.
What?
And we have to also, I think we should observe a moment of silence for the death of the lead singer of Quiet Riot, after which Metal Health Will Drive You Mad was, scheduled.
Yes. Let us observe a moment of silence for the lead singer of Quiet Riot who enriched us all.
Metal Health Will Drive You Mad, man.
Our lives.
Let's have a personal Quiet Riot.
A personal Quiet Riot.
Have a Quiet Riot.
All
in
amongst
your mind,
yourself.
To yourself.
In your mind. And in your pants.
Just don't leave it.
Okay. We have some Shane's YouTube clips of the week.
Like four of them.
Are they from Shane? Those are from someone
They're
else.
They're from Tim.
This segment.
It's the segment.
Is Shane's.
Are we locked to YouTube? Because I'm thinking Vimeo is going to start to be the cooler.
Vimeo?
Why?
I don't know. That's what the college kids use,
That's
I think.
A horrible name. Mm. What's Vimeo?
It's what College Humor and that whole collective
okay.
in New York uses.
Has anyone gone to Super Deluxe? Anybody watch it?
No.
No.
I see it advertised all the time on
Super Deluxe?
On Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network and
oh, that's where
I see
about
like Bob Odenkirk
is
in some stuff.
I should check that out.
Yeah,
speaking
really
of Adult Swim,
I have no time.
Did you ever watch that what the hell, Birdman lawyer?
Harvey Birdman attorney.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Good.
Okay. Metalopolis.
No, it's not Metalopolis. It's Metalocalypse.
It's a Huffalopagus.
Metalocalypse.
Yes.
It's like apocalypse.
It's with a metal.
So the Vagipocalypse?
Yes.
It's Metalopolis.
It's Metalocalypse.
All right.
It's a sea anemone.
It is.
And
my question is.
Yeah.
I've not seen it, so this is straight off the cuff. Is the cartoon character of him modeled after like the Blue Falcon? Is he drawn that same way?
Who?
Harvey Birdman.
Is it a blue?
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like. What does he look like?
Who, Harvey Birdman?
Yeah.
He's like yellow.
Oh, all right, never mind that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
What the hell did Blue Falcon host on Adult Swim? I could have sworn he was in one of those shows.
Blue Falcon?
Yeah. You remember Blue Falcon?
I remember Space Ghost.
Hmm.
And Brack.
Hmm. A conundrum.
And what the hell was the, what the hell was the stupid, Praying Mantis's name on Space Ghost?
I don't know.
Was that Brack?
Was like, ah! You know, the crazy guy.
He was the,
who sang songs about, like...
Oh, it's, Mordo.
No, was it Mordo?
No.
I think it might have started with Z or something.
No, he was funny. He's like, destroy all humans.
Yeah, you know, he's like... Yes. He sang a song about a bug that he was in love with named Zingor. Like, Zingor. Whatever.
It's
not important, okay?
It's not important,
man. Anyway, we've got pieces of Flair to discuss. And, of course, the new layout, which is
fantastic.
Like, I'm not sure why the lights have gone completely insane. And
yeah, I can't
wire these yourself.
Had an epileptic
seizure. I didn't wire them myself. This came, you know, wired. But I did put in that thing of track lighting out there. And I did also put in these, like a wireless three-way switch system, which I believe is the culprit.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not with your fine electronical skills.
Well, they're not fine.
They're dull, unhoned.
They're amateurish, to be kind.
Can we hack the wireless of your three-way switch?
If you look up there, Russ, you'll see that my fluorescent bulb, like right over here.
Oh, that's CFL.
My fluorescent bulb is still alive, even
it's
though
flickering.
It's flickering even though the lights are off.
Huh. Well, that's something.
And what I think is going on is that the light switch is not completely, like, efficient, okay? And it has a little leak.
It's got a load of its own?
Well, it's got a little leak, and these bulbs will... The leak will, like, reach a point and spill over and go out to the bulbs. And if this was an incandescent bulb, it wouldn't be enough to create any kind of flicker or anything. You wouldn't even notice.
Interesting.
But this was more sensitive. I asked my wife's mother's sister's
brother's
husband.
Cousins.
Good
my
lord,
wife's roommate.
Sister's
this person you met once.
So my uncle-in-law. No, he's a great guy, and he has
the
one,
guy you've got in the Secret Santa.
An electrician. You know, he's an electrician. He had his own business, and then he decided to sell the business and take a management position. In a lucrative management position in a larger contractor. But anyway, he knows everything about electricity. He's like, oh yeah, you got some.
He probably doesn't know anything about these fancy new bulbs.
No,
though.
He knows a
these
lot
are
about
fancy
it. He
and
said
new.
That you know this is typical, especially with some of these more newfangled switches and things. They're not as solid as like your old fashioned plain Jane wall switch.
So why didn't you just wire up a three way switch? I gotta help you out.
No.
It's easy. I didn't even give you the wire.
I don't want to. This is cool.
Hey, you guys still read AnkorBud ever?
AnkorBud?
Yeah. You know, I sent
I'm
in some.
Add it to my reader.
I sent in some things to Drew to post for me, but I haven't read it in
what?
Centuries.
You can't post. So a couple of days ago, I stumbled across this book on Amazon called Wookiee Cookies. It was like from the 70s. It was a cookbook. Case cookie book.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
What?
Huh?
The Wookiee cookies?
No. The worst thing I've ever seen is the Star Wars
holiday special?
Special.
Yeah, that is terrible. Although I remember that from my youth and I remember it fondly. But anyway, the Wookiee cookie inspired a certain other member of the AnkorBud community to post some other amusing potential recipes, such as jambalaya. Ewok stir fry.
Ewok stir fry.
Jar Jar Tartar.
Jar Jar Tartar.
That's just scary.
Yoda bread.
Is this the Lookie, the Star Wars cookbook? Wookie. Okay. The what? Yoda bread?
Boba Fettuccine.
That offends me deeply.
Ratatouille. Or, I don't know if it's a better way to say that.
Ratatouille. That's good.
And then I came up with some weak replies to that. Masterful effort. Croissants.
Croissant. That's a stretch.
Yeah, well, the next one's a bigger stretch. Buffalo Wing Fighters.
Buffalo Wing Fighters. I actually like that one better.
I can stretch farther.
Croissant, you know, whatever.
Spetatzel.
Pardon me?
Spetatzel.
Oh, nice. Spetatzel.
This one I actually like, though. Grand Moff Tartan.
Excellent.
And Death Star Anise.
Death Star Anise. Hey.
That would make a good liqueur.
Is that it? Can we come up with any more?
That's all I could come up with while I was wasting time.
So you came up with all of those?
No. The first six or so were somebody else.
And Torp. And which ones were yours?
The last five that were stretches.
The Croissant?
And on, yes.
No, but Death Star Anise, that's good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I like that a lot. I do.
That one was probably the most obvious.
Now I'm obsessed with coming up for one with Han Solo.
I actually went to the Wikipedia to look for some character names to see if it would. I was obsessed with Lando for a while.
Sandwich? What?
I was obsessed with Lando for a while.
Lando.
I'm going to Lando.
Flando.
Flan.
Yeah.
Flando
calories.
Something casserolian.
Maybe it's supposed to be a cookie.
It's supposed to be a cookie?
Yeah, right? Because the title of the book was Wookiee Cookies, right?
No, it's supposed to be that was the title of the book, but many of those things are not.
Death Star Anise is not a cookie.
I thought that they made those little licorice flavored cookies.
Anise?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's using.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying that could at least be a cookie. That's all I'm saying. And furthermore.
Yes.
Wikipedia to the rescue again. Harvey Birdman is indeed ex-superhero, the Blue Falcon.
Oh, but he's yellow.
Yeah, well, that's his, you know, day job disguise.
That's how
that's his alter ego.
He has a Blue Falcon that hangs out with him.
Anyway, it was just thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you for that. So let's jump right into some pieces of flair.
Flared up. Because we are in the midst of a gift-giving holiday.
First piece of flair is not really new, but I disassembled the monolith.
Yes, I saw that. The black monolith from 2001 Space Odyssey is laying on its side.
I got sick of it rebooting spontaneously.
I hate when that happens.
I don't know why you'd get sick of that.
Yeah, I have. Speaking of that, yeah, the Windows mobile phones that I've had have rebooted spontaneously. I don't recommend them at all. Windows mobile-based phones and PDAs. So
are those drive sleds right there? Do you need those?
They're like specific to the case.
I need some Dell drive sleds.
Oh, you've got rubber mountings, though. I might borrow
those. They came with those. They're all squished.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
That's what rubber does.
To be squished. Yeah.
It's there to be squished.
Yes.
It's hip to be squished.
All right, that was a little scary.
I used a really... That was just sitting around doing that. It was an old Dell, like XPS, you know,
it's half power supply.
And it's like a Pentium 2 400 with about, I don't know, 512 megs of RAM. I have outfitted it with
a lot of wires.
A high point four port RAID 5 card, 32-bit PCI.
Interesting.
Nice.
So I've got all the my RAID drives from the monolith are in there.
Okay.
And I've got a boot drive also.
Is that IDE?
Yes.
The boot drive is IDE.
The rest are SATA.
I used one of those crazy like ultra big like 500-watt power supplies with a modular.
Do you know what? You don't actually need extra power for drives. I was shocked when I was looking into this.
They don't use as much power as you think.
Graphics cards and processors use far more power. You could add like 12 drives in.
Yeah, I've had 5-6 drives running in a off like a 300-watt power supply.
I was shocked.
But
I went to a configurator online.
And I figured, what the hell?
Well, it's bright and shiny.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are those SATA 1 or SATA 2 drives?
Well, they're actually SATA 1 drives.
Okay.
And it's a SATA 1.
I was just curious.
Yeah, they're actually SATA 1 drives. That's why I was able to get them. More than a year ago, they're 250 gig drives, each of them. And I was able to get them like over a year ago when I built the monolith for $52.99.
Oh, Jesus, goodbye.
Nice.
Whew.
And that was like a while ago.
Yeah.
So they've been fine. I've got I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do, if I'm going to do more, but it's also acting as my. So I abandoned FreeNAS, as we had talked about.
Yes.
I abandoned that because I needed to replace a function on
the monolith
that I couldn't do with FreeNAS, and that was to run my answering machine and fax reception software called VentaFax.
Nice. Your telephony.
Telephone.
Shouldn't you just move to asterisks for that?
I don't know what that means.
Good suggestion.
Is that a Linux
free open source?
Yeah. Open source.
It's pretty
PBX.
Solid. It's like world
it does everything.
Stuff,
yeah. Yeah.
PBX.
Yeah, it's a full on PBX, digital voicemail, call routing, the whole nine yards.
I don't. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff.
From what I understand, you need like specific hardware to get some of it to work, but otherwise
it's
all good.
This particular modem in there is, you know, it actually has a really nice command set.
Oh, nice.
Because it can do, I needed one that, I mean, what I really needed it to do was to be able to analyze distinctive ring so that it knows when a fax is coming in or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will check that out. I really will. I really will. But.
Cool.
So you can see the morass of wires, which I like, though. I like that.
You know, brilliant. More and more ass.
More ass. Yes, I like the more ass of wires.
No. It's got a very distinct industrial, like, you know, warehouse-ish kind of feel to it over there.
It's going to be immortalized, I believe, shortly. But I haven't decided if I'm going to tell you why or not.
Immortalized?
Well,
yeah.
Why not?
What do you mean?
This is the second time you've alluded to this.
Yes, but
ominous
I'm not sure
reason.
If, see, I don't know if I want to tell you or not because I have a joke, all you know, like not for the show, but a joke, you know, for an email, all lined up, and I don't know if I want to waste it or not.
I'm gonna have to add Irv's email.
Don't you think the people who are listening to this deserve a little bit of your?
All right, I'll tell you. Its picture was taken, along with mine. Because I have one IT person, like best IT person in Cleveland, from Inside Business Magazine.
All right,
and they're like end of year or whatever.
This is great.
Yes,
round of applause.
Comgroup, I believe, will be the name. I'm not going to change my website.
Excellent.
Which is
what?
Pure shit.
Excellent.
My website is crap. However, I mentioned Dial-A-Dork and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
A client of mine, a beautiful, wonderful client of mine.
You touch her in naughty places?
That's actually a dude.
You touch him in naughty places?
But he's a great guy. He's just a great, wonderful client. The best client you could ever... I wonder if,
all right, stop gushing.
I wonder if my furnace coming on is going to be noticeable.
Have we ever done
the
winner to shows before? I don't know.
Anywho, so he nominated me. You know, it's one of those things like you could put all the your best band and all that crap at the end of the year. It's in Scene or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it was kind of like
a top 10 list.
Nominate your this and this, that, and the other thing. And so I got nominated, and they called me. They asked me a few questions. I was enthusiastic, and a week later they told me I won.
You
are an outstanding dude.
What?
You fixed their computers?
You know, it's actually, I got to tell you guys, I'm really not sure if it's a blessing or a curse because everyone I've told now, they look at me like if I don't fix their problem, you know, what a fucking fraud I am. So it's tough, man. The guy who nominated me, I was at his house trying to figure out why QuickBooks was fucking up, and he goes, I know you're going to fix it because you're the best IT guy in Cleveland. I'm like, all right, you know what? This could actually suck in a big way. But anyway, there you go. The email I had all lined up for you guys was I wasn't going to say shit. I was just going to link to it, and I'd be like, can you believe they picked this asshole? You know? And we've all seen the kind of work he does. This is a joke. And I knew each of you would have someone in your mind that you're thinking of, you know? And then you click on it. And
yeah, it'll still work. There's only three of us here, and there's about eight people on that list.
That's true. I mean, I'll still get Overton pretty good.
Yeah.
I know he's not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's excellent.
It is cool.
Hey, I got a referral for you too.
I sat right here and I was kind of, she kind of took my picture from a low angle, and I do believe my morass of SATA cables are going to be immortalized.
This will be excellent.
So I'm pretty, you know, it's kind of funny that just before the show I got a email from the Kim Commando show. That's just one of their, you know.
Oh, one of their whatever blasts.
Some email blast. But anywho, so yeah. So
wonder,
that's kind
wonder
of,
if they're going to be able to
that's
to print the old style clock in the photo.
That would have been cool. I hope she caught it.
Yeah,
because it's cool.
That would be cool.
But this is my big piece of flair right here.
The new laptop.
Yes.
It's hot.
This is
yeah. Take those stickers off, dude.
This is a I know. This is a Lenovo.
Yes, it's a ThinkPad.
And it's built...
What is it?
It's actually built by the Amish people of Lenovo, Indiana.
Right. Who've been forcibly moved to China. I mean, emigrated. What model number you got there?
Y410.
I don't know. Why 410?
Because I liked it.
Badoom!
I received an email one morning from Tiger Direct advertising this laptop. Now, I believe it's a 14-inch WXGA.
Right.
So it's
wireless XGA?
I think 1280 by 800.
Sounds about right.
Wide.
Wide XGA, yes.
And, but it only has 256 colors.
You're kidding me. No. I was going to say, what the hell?
No,
only four.
So
has, cyan?
The screen, it has the 1.3 megapixel
magenta?
Webcam, full-sized keyboard, some, you know, onboard little controls here to do, you know, stuff, volume, whatever. Wireless, all that stuff. 160 gig, 5400 RPM SATA drive, Core 2 Duo,
wow.
Centrino, Core 2 Duo, 2 gigs of RAM.
Nice. How big is the drive again?
There was a rebate, 160.
Nice.
How much?
Rebate, which so, I've been approved for.
Well, how much was it?
Oh, and it's got a card reader on the side.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And a dual-layer DVD writer.
That's a tricked-out
machine. What did it cost you?
$599.
Nice. Goodbye. It's a goodbye.
Yeah. That is excellent.
After rebate, we have $150.
Nice.
So I laid out $749 plus like another $30 in shipping or something.
Very nice.
On the 2-day shipping. I'm like, if I'm buying this thing, I'm not waiting 5 to 7 days.
Exactly.
See, I got downgraded on my hard drive size, and it's killing me now that I discovered a new application.
So upgraded again.
Have you used Miro?
Miro? I haven't.
It's like
free?
A BitTorrent built in with a incredibly capable video. Yeah, it's free. Video player. Mm-hmm. Like all the codecs you'd ever want.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I might have mentioned it last time. I'm in Entourage now. I've downloaded like season one of Entourage. I'm most way through that. I might get rid of cable.
Wow. And you're using this Miro media player?
Yeah.
I mean, it plays like QuickTime.
Plays anything at their head, as far as I can tell, yeah.
Not that anything's in Real Player. Can you play a...
It actually does this weird way. You can like search YouTube from it, which is kind
of
bizarre.
Yeah. Is this a new version of
It used to be
Democracy.
It got renamed for some reason.
You know, I had the Democracy Player for a while. I thought it was a really thick client. So
it works great for TV.
Okay.
Well, now we know where all your disk space has gone to.
Totally. It's ridiculous.
What do you have in there, an 80?
No, I have 50. I had a 70 in my old machine.
You have a 50 gig hard drive?
I had a crash and I got downgraded at work.
50 gig hard
drive? It's ridiculous. I don't know.
Actually, they're becoming a little bit more popular in the business circuit, so that for electronic records discovery and that kind of thing, they have less costs in backup and searching through employees' hard drives if lawsuits and that kind of thing.
I guess that's a. I guess you.
The thing is, I had to toss off all my VMs. No longer have any good VMware stuff going
on. It's a priority thing. Either you keep movies or you get VMs in there, you know?
I got the one VM I need absolutely for work.
Scrap up cash to buy yourself a personal laptop. Or use an external drive.
Right before I bought this thing, I was very close. Now, this was $599. I was very close to buying an Acer Ferrari.
Acers are so scary. I got a friend who's...
Those are the custom paint jobs on the laptops, aren't they?
They're like designed by Ferrari.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They have like insane...
That's probably pretty good.
Some pretty sweet... I was actually going to get a used one on eBay for about $1,000. But when I saw this ad, I was like, wow. But those things are pretty... It's the small one, too, because I really wanted to get something small. This isn't as small. It's like 5-6 pounds.
You don't need it small.
But it's great to have like real like 2.5-3 hour battery life. I've been dealing with like 1 hour battery life for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
I hear you.
So I'm happy with it so far. It's working, although surprisingly, and this has got me a little concerned. The CD drive is very weird and loud. It makes a lot of strange crunchy noises, and it's made quite a few coasters so far.
Huh.
So I don't.
You might
know.
Be able to send that just that piece back.
I agree.
How often do you end up writing out DVDs?
Well, I haven't made any DVDs yet. I suspect that it's better at making DVDs than
it is CDs.
But I could, you know.
I say just get a new one.
Yeah, as you say, you can find a slim DVD writer online for fairly cheap.
But this one has, this textured
metal. I just say send that sucker back to IBM.
Here's something else that's very interesting. You ever been maybe in a dark? I don't know why, but maybe you're in the dark. and you need to find your headphone jack.
Does it got backlit everything? Yeah,
it's got a little red light everything. Coming out of the headphone jack.
Why only that
it's
one?
Blinding
There's no
me.
Other
Turn
jack
off.
You need to find in the dark?
I don't know. It would be great if, like, you know, it would be like a backlit pussy or
Hello.
Something like that. It's my wife's pussy
back
is backlit.
Street.
LED backlit, of course, for energy efficiency.
Yeah. That's the only backlit pussy I would accept. Clear. But anyway, so I'm pretty pleased. You know, of course I'm getting used to the keyboard layout. You know, the delete key isn't where the delete key used to be on the
Oh, that's the worst. Where is it?
It's three buttons in. Like, pause is out on the end. Who uses pause?
Yeah.
Put delete out on the end.
I hate when they mess around with good layouts.
And you don't have a separate F1 through F4 separate. I live by that.
You have a...
The space?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That gets me my F5, which I need to use
all
the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of space there. You can see. If you look, there's a little bit of space here between F4 and F5 and between F8 and F9. So if you kind of run your finger, you'll feel that little bump, little gap.
Is the is your keyboard backlit?
No, it is not. That
Do you have the
hot.
Page forward, page backwards next to your arrow keys? Because I hate those.
Page forward, and I don't see it.
I think that's an IBM thing. I haven't seen that on me.
That.
They're so annoying.
Page up and page down. I actually haven't been minding that too much. I've been
grounding myself through my laptop from the mic, so that makes me nervous.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, shocking yourself?
Yeah.
You want to switch mics?
Probably.
I mean, that's... okay.
I'm sure we're all right.
Well, anyway, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Very nice.
I didn't know what to... You know, Lenovo, I don't know what to think.
I think you're going to be happy.
I don't know what to make of Lenovo. I don't know who they are.
They're Chinese. You're buying into the...
personal computer division.
You're supporting the war against the United States.
Is there an American-made laptop that I could buy?
You could just build one yourself.
But it's still all, like, Chinese, Taiwanese. It's all going to be Taiwanese. Probably the inside of this thing is Taiwanese.
Yeah.
And the, I don't know. I don't care. If, you know, we can't, I mean, we don't, it's crazy. I mean, we're so, we don't build anything.
I know. It's scary. I built my own computer. Small form factor desktop. Not as hot as your laptop, but adequate.
Cool.
Small form factor. Very
yeah.
Nice. That's excellent. Does anybody want a drink?
I'm good.
I'm all right, too.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm stuffy.
Sorry.
Last show was
wild. Yeah, we were
wild.
Lit. How unlistenable was it?
We were happy. This one's a little more staid.
Well, yeah, but we're actually communicating...
about technology?
Yeah, pertinent information.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
Anymore?
Desks.
All right, so... so you guys got any flair?
My Hanukkah gifts were PJ pants and... A shirt.
Oh, yeah, Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I didn't really get much for Hanukkah this year. I got an exercise kit. The executive exercise kit. It comes in a pouch and it's got like some power band things and like to do some resistance training and little push-up handles and maybe some little weights. So it's like you're in a hotel room and get your workout in or something.
Nice.
But I think it's mostly so I can exercise while I'm watching Frankie. And then I also got a change. I've been, you know, I like to keep change.
Oh, I'm with you.
And then go to the Coinstar.
I don't go to Coinstar. They rip you off, man. I just keep
9%.
That's terrible.
It's a convenience.
Write your freaking account number on it and deposit it in the bank.
You have to have your coins rolled at the bank.
Well, then roll your fucking coins.
Unless you go to a bank, like I think Washington Mutual, maybe.
Well, Coinstar now has a deal with Amazon. You can get 100%.
That's right, like
Amazon
oh,
money.
Oh, snap. Snappity snap. Okay.
This is how it works.
My neighbor. No, forget fuck Coinstar. My neighbor. Okay, look. You guys know that if you have like a Giant Eagle advantage, this is like local grocery store. And
actually, they're headquartered in Pittsburgh.
Yes. But you're right. So
it's 2 hours away. That's
there
local.
You go, Shane.
Regional.
Shane's in the Pittsburgh area, I think, isn't he?
I have no idea.
Anyway, Giant Eagle. Oh, and how nice was it to see the Steelers get waxed by the Patriots?
Amen.
They did worse than we did against the Patriots. All right, anyway, so, okay, listen. Giant Eagle Advantage card, Giant Eagle's opened up some gas stations around town called
Get-Go.
And if, as you use your advantage card to buy groceries, you acquire discounts.
10 cents off for
something like that.
For like $50 or something like that.
You can get 10 cents off per gallon for one fill up.
Like one fill up, or something. I mean, like you can get more than that.
But you can get more than one at 10 cents. You can get like 10 cents a gallon for an entire tank of gas.
Well, you could get like 10 cents off per gallon. You know, if you keep using
multiples
your advantage card,
so it eventually costs 10 cents per gallon.
If you haven't gone to Get-Go for a while, you might get 70 cents off per gallon.
Right.
But anyway,
my coworker had it all the way up to $3.90 off per gallon.
So he got
the girl that sits next to me, she's got, you know, buys groceries for her family and whatnot. And well, she's like, I filled up my husband's F-450 truck for free.
Right. Well, look, here's the deal, okay? What?
And I was like, hell yeah!
My neighbor says that. They just bought a new TV, some like $1,400 big TV, okay? Big, beautiful TV. And what he did was he went to Giant Eagle and he bought, I think it was Best Buy, gift cards there.
Exactly.
And you get huge Get-Go discounts. So he bought enough gift cards there to buy the TV, and then he went and bought the TV, and he got like 6 free fill-ups or something.
Nice.
So he ended up with like a $200 discount.
Very smart.
Isn't that cool? When you need to make a, or for gifts or whatever, just go get gift cards at Giant Eagle with your Giant Eagle Advantage card, and you can do quite well.
That needs to go on that Life Hack
Consumerist
website.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Consumerist. Yeah.
Well, I'm not putting it on there. You guys do it.
All right, so
you do it.
Okay, but there was a reason that I was telling you that. Please help me.
We're talking about CoinStar.
Oh, yeah, CoinStar.
Rip it off the man.
All right, wait. I'm in the grocery store. What else am I thinking of? CoinStar. So, Dory got me for Hanukkah a digital coin jar. Like, the top has a little arm that when you stuff the coin in, it knows what coin it was, and it has a little counter.
That's going to save you 9% on your...
It's not, because I still have to roll the fucking things. So, I'm still going to lose my 9%.
You know...
You're an idiot.
When I was working as a teller...
I could go
or
like
a major local bank
or something.
They would accept coins in bags.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore though.
With an account number,
right.
As long as you did not expect them to deposit it right away.
I wouldn't expect them to, but I don't care about the 9% because I love.
How can you not care about 9%?
Because it's fun.
That's a lot of money.
It's 10%.
What are you talking about? It's a lot of money.
Like I had a bunch saved up, and someone thought they were going to do me a favor. They turned them all in. $200. I lost $20.
Well, exactly.
Let's say, would you be willing to pay someone $20 to roll up?
No.
Take like 5 hours and roll all your coins?
No.
Pay less.
You can do that in interstitial time.
Roll it yourself.
Yeah. When you're not doing anything else.
What are you doing sitting in front of the television? Teach Frankie to roll it.
Look, fellas, you roll your fucking coins yourself. I'm going to go support the local economy.
That's not nothing local about CoinStar.
I know. Yeah, I'm just kidding. But the thing is that
aren't they Chinese?
Why don't you find someone?
I value their service, and so I don't object paying for it. Right?
Why don't you get like a neighborhood kid who'll do it for $3 an hour?
Why don't you go pick your own fucking? Why don't you grow your own vegetables? Oh, do you?
Yeah, we still got fucking zucchinis rotting in our kitchen from the community garden we belong to.
Yeah, well.
Why do you ask?
All right, wrong guy. Anyway, every
I mean I don't
you pay
My fiance
a premium
does.
For every sir you pay for it, you pay that's it you know
back that in the premium day, is
you,
too
back
high
in the day you traded food or goats or wives or daughters or whatever
or you just rolled your own fucking coins that's what they did back in the day
I roll my coins in papyrus and take them down to the local shaman
the coins are
Greece.
Papyrus
what
the coins were papyrus
the coins were yeah
shells and feathers.
All right, I think we've all established that you get fucked through the drive-thru. Okay.
Yes, I can't believe Irv.
Fucked in the CoinStar.
Exactly.
Fucked in the
of
coin,
all the people
coin hole.
Would never guess Irv.
What? Oh, the Jew?
Yes.
So did you guys get that picture I sent out?
What's yes, it was hysterical.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so there was a picture. It was from Consumerist.
Somebody I was going to send you guys the Tree Nora. Did you see the Tree Nora?
No, I haven't seen the Tree Nora.
It's perfect for Chrismica.
Chrismica.
You guys still got it open down here. Where is it?
Hana Chris McClanza?
Tree Nora. Oh.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Tree Nora.
That is great.
Must have one. So why didn't you buy me one, dude?
I don't know.
Anyway.
We don't exchange gifts.
That's cool. It's fine. Yeah, and I was so slack. Dory and I are buying each other these, like, cabinets we're having built for the house.
Awesome.
Nice.
So that's really our gifts to each other.
Cabinets in which you can house children.
I still wanted to get her something for Hanukkah anyway. Fail. Fail.
Why is that?
Because I had no time.
Don't you have another couple days yet?
Yep, 8 days. Today is the last day.
Oh, really?
Here, get her some.
The eighth crazy night.
Get her some cookies. Wow.
She won't appreciate that.
They're oatmeal.
She won't appreciate that.
Pretty good.
I bet they are. All right, so
I'll run home and bring you back a bottle of port or something.
No, don't worry about it. I'll get her something for Chrismica. So should we delve into the
Tim Wurzel's
bare metal?
I don't know. Are we done with Flair? Did you get any Flair?
Just the computer I built, and there's unfortunately nothing really that special
about
it.
What's it
doing? What's it for?
It's my new main machine. Yeah, I went from. I mean, I had a. You know, I'm buying, not. Bleeding edge technology, so I wait for the previous rev to get cheap. And I went from a single core Athlon, now I'm on a dual core Athlon, 2.7 gigahertz a piece, and 2 gigs of RAM, and up to date motherboard, and a SATA 2 drive, and everything for $473. Plus a writable DVD player.
Not bad.
Yeah, cheap.
And a small form factor.
Yeah.
What for? Why bother?
I'm into this whole thing called miniaturization that computers kind of benefited from. So I don't go with that big 7-bay full tower case
that
anymore. I like energy efficiency and small form factor and quietude.
Five hard drives.
We like quietude.
So I didn't really have the small form factor with five hard drives.
Yeah, well,
you get CF drives.
CF drives. I got CF farm. I had to store 600 gigs of stuff.
Jesus.
That might not work.
So
I got a 500 gig SATA 2 drive for like $80 though. It was awesome.
I got one. It was a returned item at Micro Center, but they said it was checked out for like 82 or 89 or something.
Wow. Yeah, Newegg was on fire on Cyber Monday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
$80
yeah.
bucks. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. How much was the ship?
That's not really Flair.
I had to pay taxes.
I don't think I paid anything for shipping. They had some kind of free shipping spielio.
Awesome. There was a Woodoff the other day, too.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
I did figure out where I'm going to host my parents' website, which hasn't been up all year.
Okay, where?
You guys use Tumblr or seen Tumblr at all?
No.
T-U-M-B-L-R.
No.
No.
No E. Oh,
no.
It's really nice. It's kind of a blogger-like service, but... Very nice.
Why not? I mean, all right. So I'm curious. I mean, like, why go looking for this stuff when you can just like pay GoDaddy or somebody huge like that?
Well, this is all free. It's just like Blogger, so you can host it. It looks like it's really easy to map a URL to it.
Okay.
It's very tuned towards what I would consider quick blogging stuff, which is throw up a text thing, throw up a picture thing. Here's how you do. Here's how you do. You know, links. Like, it's all separate into.
Okay.
It's much better than Blogger, I'll tell you that. I recently dug in and learned how Blogger's themes and everything worked. And I think in every aspect, Tumblr looks better.
You can use WordPress to host like an actual like site. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be a blog. You can actually host like real pages.
Yeah.
And you can get, and there are so many like themes and plugins that have been built for WordPress. I mean, you can do a lot, but you still have to answer the hosting question. You could probably go find a WordPress
compatible.
I'm going to get myself set up soon for all my home hosting, but for my parents, my fiance, she's using Google Apps right now because she wants more of a site than a blog, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like Google Apps. Pages, whatever that is. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, time for the bit. We got 15 minutes to go.
All right. Yeah, let's get into it.
Before we can end the show. We don't have to end the show.
I understand. Kick it off.
So let's do this bare metal question. Does anyone want to do the bare metal?
I would, but my throat's not what it is.
Dorks! Yes, it's back. The bare metal question of the week. I know I haven't contributed for a while, nor listened. I'll catch up. I seem to always miss
the weekly
bulletin until it's too late. Anyway, I'll try to make up for it with today's installment. First, some YouTube clips of the week. That'd be Shane's YouTube clips of the week, courtesy of
Tim Wurzel.
This is me in my Halloween costume here at work. Okay, well, let's click
on this. Have you seen that yet? It's pretty funny.
All right, let me click on this first. This is, if you search for Pac-Man costume, and this really is him from T. Wirtz. Tim, you are the man. I'll play it one more time for Matt. So you can see. Let me tell you, they have fun at that office. Anyway, yeah, search for Pac-Man costume, and you can see Tim Wurzel in his Pac-Man costume. Well done, Tim. Well done indeed. And then he says, anyone seen the new World of Warcraft TV ads? They're hilarious. Yes, I have seen those.
Yeah, they are funny.
T and, of course, William Shatner. So you can look those up as well. And they're supposed to have one with Vern Troyer as well, but he doesn't think it's out yet. I certainly haven't seen it.
I have not. what was that?
That was you.
I have not.
The throat is falling apart.
Okay. Second, have any of you heard about the laptops for underprivileged children? My parents
yes.
are considering buying one for my 5-year-old niece and 2.5-year-old nephew.
Are they underprivileged?
Yeah, really.
Feed them, for God's sake. Don't get them a laptop.
The deal is, you buy a laptop for one underprivileged kid, and you get the second one for yourself for free.
Really?
Yes. Same specs and everything.
Oh. Well, they're available to the general public right now, provided that when you purchase one, you have to purchase one for an underprivileged child in another country.
I what I just said.
Here's the website, laptop.org. I think that's our YWOW.
That's a quite a
What
score.
About JuFac?
Oh, and JuFac. JuFac.org.com?
I think it's .org.
Okay, well, look up JuFac.
What's JuFac?
Matt was wanting to know why pork wasn't... He emails me or something. Like, why isn't pork kosher? I'm like, I saw you just retorted. Like, read your goddamn Bible.
Yeah, it's in there.
Deuteronomy
exactly.
or Leviticus. There's a whole... There's like 600...
Do not lay down the shellfish.
Tons of laws of kosher.
It's abominable to God to... Give your neighbor a hand job.
A laws,
it was
so.
Fascinating to read, though.
Yeah.
It was mind-boggling. It was fascinating.
Things that they've designated.
It's a little bizarre.
Yeah. So laptop.org. That is, of course.
It's a quite a sparse site.
Yes, we've heard about the underprivileged.
One vision laptop. Participate, children.
Yeah, one laptop per child. Does it still have the hand crank on the side?
The site? No.
On the side. On the side.
Of the site?
What is it? It's got a, it's very rugged. It's got, what, these, like, rubberized, the rubberized keyboard kind of.
What's the OS? Is it GOS? What's the operating system?
I don't know.
And I don't recall either, unfortunately.
I'm looking, but
it
I
is
can't
some,
find.
It is some
I
Linux.
Seek, but I cannot find. What?
The EXO can be solar or foot-powered. It will come with at least 2 of 3 options, a crank, a pedal, or a pull cord. Wow. I think that's so brilliant, the fact that you know have the like alternative power supply. I mean, because it's just a great idea that whose time has come. I might actually have to go do that. I would definitely... I mean, maybe I would just get one just to have one.
Maybe buy a bunch of them and make it a Beowulf cluster.
I'd be a little scared to get this for your kids because I don't know what the... If they're, like, not going to... How old are the kids is the question. Does it say in the email?
5 and 2.5.
Oh, okay. That's the right range for something that might not work with other stuff and might confuse them when they go to use a normal computer.
Will it run the Leapster?
Well, I mean, think about it, Russ. It's meant for underprivileged kids, likely working with other stuff.
How do they know?
Not a concern.
All right. Well, here's where we get to the meat of it, all right? Third, my coworker is considering buying his wife a new PDA. She has an older Clio, and he is not tech-savvy at all. I was looking into some for him. I was telling him about the Palm Trio that you can use as a cell phone as well. Isn't that... Haven't they always been?
No. Palms were not always, but Trios were.
Trios were.
But they don't have a stylus. I mean, a touchscreen or something.
Are we done talking about the laptop or child?
He has Verizon, and they do offer the Trio.
Interesting.
I also noticed the Palm TX. He was asking about the Palm OS versus the Windows Mobile OS. I don't know much about PDA since I don't have one. Any thoughts and or suggestions?
I have a thought. Don't use anything with Windows Mobile. Those spontaneous reboots are shit.
Well, you know, I...
It's not spontaneous. It just has to be done like once a day.
Look, the thing that I would say is that if...
quite predictable.
I really wouldn't recommend, like, say, a BlackBerry unless you're part of a corporate, you know, exchange thing, because then it's just awesome. The way that it integrates with Exchange is so nice. But, I mean, look, you can't really go wrong, okay? They're all...
Yeah, I think they're all
pretty user-friendly.
I got to say, though,
point.
If you're looking... The iPhone works much slicker than anything else out there.
Yeah, but they're very expensive.
Second is the BlackBerries.
You can get the new Trio. The new Trio, there's like a new Trio phone that's only, it's $199, and that's before $100 rebate with the two-year commitment to Sprint.
Would you say a BlackBerry or Trio is a little, which one's slicker and easier to use?
Amitai's always believed in the Trios. I trust his judgment.
I can't read his emails.
I don't like the BlackBerries, personally.
On purpose?
No, I just, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, he has gotten a little bit verbose and a little bit overly intellectual, but forgive him.
It's, you know, it's like, it's all about music and stuff, and it's like
physics,
Mender
class.
I've learned more about Mender than, well, I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Tim, my personal suggestion is I wouldn't worry too much about this OS or that OS, especially if they're not tech savvy.
But I think...
Wait for the Google phone.
Well, you could wait for the Google phone.
Given not tech savvy, I would say steer away from the Windows one. I have one, and it does 90% of what Matt's iPod right next to me does, but it's a bigger hassle in every single time it does any of those things.
I mean, you know, Palm is still around, doing well. You can go with the BlackBerry. What I would probably do is try to find a good deal, you know. Try to find a good deal. And you know what? Actually, the best thing to do is probably go out and read some reviews.
No. What about what you use? I mean, do all these pretty much depend on using Outlook at home? Is that
a lot of them do.
Windows certainly does.
I don't know if that's really what... I mean, she may not be syncing this at all. She may just be keeping everything in the phone. That's another thing. If she needs to get all her stuff out of the phone...
But you should be getting...
You haven't seen the Mr. T World of Warcraft commercial. It's hysterical.
You should be syncing on your desktop. Even if you don't ever look at it on your desktop, you should be syncing just because when that phone dies, when you jump into a pool with it, as I've done, you're gonna want it. You get all back magically. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Compared to when you lost your cell phone and you had to go ask your friends what all their numbers were.
So
I know that Windows Mobile ties in with Outlook quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now that's Google,
if you're syncing with Outlook,
Gmail has IMAP, and I was not able to get it working correctly.
I was actually able to get it working.
I couldn't even work well with Pop, so
I've got
my mobile was working weird.
The Comgroup mail set up correctly now.
Oh, good.
And that's the Google
IMAP. That uses IMAP.
I think it's the Windows Mobile implementation of Outlook.
Well, Outlook, I'm told, doesn't implement IMAP correctly.
I wouldn't be
at
surprised.
At least maybe newer versions do, but up through like version like out like X, right. Office XP.
And I have Windows Mobile 5 around 6 now.
Yeah,
around
6. Can you upgrade that?
I think there's a way to hack it, and I'm nervous to do so. Yeah.
You know, I do appreciate that from the Mac side of things, and maybe I'm a little bit of a fanboy, but not, you know, a zealot or anything like that. You know, the firmware updates get you new functionality, and it comes free. So,
I mean, I think point upgrades are free with Windows Mobile, but.
But full point ones, yeah.
Full point.
And
full
then
point.
Some of the phones, it's more about hardware, actually don't. Like, it's in Flash.
Yeah.
Or it's in EEPROM or whatever, so whether you can change it or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I still say get the best deal at this point.
Get what makes you happy. Go try a few things out and see what you want. What do you use it for? What's the real stuff?
I would ask
it
for.
I
would ask
avoid getting a
Tim.
Contract, don't get
oh,
a contract.
God, yes, that's
but
true.
But you don't get because discounts on phones without the contract.
Yes, you can still get phones,
which means
that are
the
reasonable.
iPhone's competitive.
Tim,
still reasonable. Though.
I would ask for more information that for what she wants to interoperate with, because she's going to be able to send email, and she's definitely going to sync that somehow. What is her email?
Yeah, really.
Do you know what email is, and what does she want to PIM with?
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need to know, Tim. What is she going to sync with, if she's syncing at all, and that kind of thing. That will probably influence.
Not knowing that,
so
I think Irv's right.
Yeah. Get the best deal, or go to the go to the stores
and try a bunch of
them. Try the different phones. See the one that feels good in her hand, the one that she seems to understand how the menuing all works and all that shit.
And do not, for God's sakes, let the salesman sell you on, oh, it does video streaming. Are you going to use that?
You just
please,
it
people.
Right there. You just watch YouTube. On
I watch the Case football
I use it over
game
Wi-Fi
on my
only
phone.
Because, you know, I'm like, come on.
Cool.
Jesus.
Cool.
She's
did anybody go to
Case football was good this year.
I went to the last game.
Huh? And what happened?
They lost. That's why
we
lost.
Don't go to the games.
What was in the playoffs?
Oh.
Round of 16.
Do you think we'll make it? Cleveland? Browns, that is? Yeah.
They're going to hit the playoffs. It's
almost
80%, I would say. 85.
Well, look.
This is the game.
This week. If you beat Buffalo and Tennessee
loses. We're in.
Or it's either Tennessee.
Tennessee loses.
What about Denver?
Tennessee at
and Denver lose? I think it's Tennessee and Denver have to lose.
I'm less than worried about Denver for some reason.
Yeah. But Denver's, you know.
But we dropped this game, and now it's all up for grabs.
Well, it's all jumbled because we're tied with Buffalo, and if Tennessee wins, it's a three-way tie.
Buffalo would have our tiebreaker with head-to-head.
So we really, this is probably the big game. This is probably the game that, I mean, it's not.
It was a bummer losing to Arizona, but I look at it as we probably, in terms of quality of team, should have lost
Arizona.
Seattle
beat Pittsburgh in Arizona.
That's right.
So I mean, you know, they obviously play well at home, and we didn't play well. It's just we just had a bad game.
Yeah.
Had a bad game.
It's true.
And we still almost won the damn thing.
Yeah,
we're home.
It was a bad
arguably
call. Bad call on Winslow.
But and we're home this weekend, right?
We're home.
Yeah.
And I think, but look, don't sleep on Buffalo. They're good, and Marshawn Lynch,
out of nowhere they're good. It's crazy.
Agreed, but it should be fired up. For the game.
We need to put pressure on their quarterback. You know, we need to stop their run game and force their quarterback.
Three games we've let just time-eating drives. Even in the last game, we let the Jets have time-eating drives on us. Mm. It's going to be brutal. So we just got to get to the air and score more?
Well, we definitely need to put up some points. I don't have any fear that we won't be able to do that, but I'd like to see us, you know, force them to beat us in the air, I think.
Absolutely.
Stack the line and
the secondary is starting to play
game.
Really good. The pass defense is, I mean, they're defending passes.
Well, McDonald, this young kid they've thrown
out of
nowhere on the edge there has been terrific. He's just been terrific.
Yep.
So,
go Brownies.
You know, I hope, Irv, that when you retire, you decide to be a sportscaster. I think you'd be great at that.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of preparation, and I didn't play
team sports.
I played soccer, didn't you? Yeah, but I didn't play beyond like junior high school.
So what?
All I did in high school was the swim team.
Well, you don't even have to be on TV.
You know how to shave your legs. That's all that's important.
You know, radio sportscaster, sports announcer, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I think you'd be good at it. Your mind for trivia is good. With a little preparation, I'm sure it'd be even phenomenal. After the first season, you'd probably just be rattling off stuff. And if you're retired, you got nothing better to do, right?
Yeah, and I. Yeah,
that's what
sure.
I'm saying. I'm not saying right
why
now.
Not,
don't quit your job. I'm just saying
me?
For you know, be retired.
Why not hire me? Okay, let me finish off Tim's.
Tell you what, the guy that announced the Case football game really blew.
There you go. There's
where
your
start
is. That's
where
your
start.
Freaking terrible.
Should I use this voice?
Get a little yuck
welcome
in there.
To Case football. Here at Sack Stroker Stadium.
Spartans take the field.
Spartans take the field. Listen to that crowd. Okay, here's the end of Tim's email. Finally, I know a few of you have the Wii. And if you haven't played Super Mario Galaxy yet, then stop what you're doing right now and go get it. It's fantastic.
I have a Wii question.
Well, look, I have Super Mario Party, and I have yet to finish
Have
that.
You guys done anything with mod chips or anything?
To the Wii?
For the Wii?
No.
Because where I found to download all those TV shows illegally.
Yes.
You can also download like every Wii game, but you need to get a mod chip, which it looks like sits in a serial socket. It doesn't even need any soldering or anything, which tempts me.
Mod chip. So like a little...
It's $40 or $60 for the mod chip.
Well, the Wii does have...
I haven't used a dongle
a
type...
USB port, I think, on the back.
No, it's like getting on the board. You know?
Oh, it is? You do
you
got to
get inside, but you don't have the solder.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't
I don't like that stuff.
No, I don't either. That's why
I'm
saying. But if it's only
I don't do Windows and
so
I
so you guys don't know any more about it than I do.
No.
I don't know shit about shit.
I didn't hack my iPhone. I didn't need to. I didn't hack my Wii. I didn't need to.
It's better not to.
It's
better,
you know?
You know what? I don't have any problem paying Nintendo for their games.
You get a lot of hours of enjoyment out of those things.
That's a great system.
Exactly.
Of course, I haven't played it in a while, but...
I just finished Halo this week.
We brought it down here for the kids when we had all the people over for
nice.
The
nice.
Were they rolling it? Were they rolling
they
it?
They had a great time. They had a good time. They were
I'm
going
to take my
golf.
Buddies down to my parents' 50-inch new HDTV and see what that looks like.
Yeah, you should have played on the TV while you were at my house. Dan played a bit, but
I was watching.
Not everybody. Yeah,
you guys play Guitar Hero or whatever. Three,
yeah. Oh, when we were at that party and I played Karaoke Revolution.
Yeah,
that was
for us was
fun.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Well, how is it? Is it just karaoke?
It tells you whether you're on tune or not.
Yeah,
it's freaking amazing. Yeah. It's really cool.
Are you
cool.
Serious? Yeah, I have to get it.
Yeah,
it was pretty fun.
It was fun.
I don't know if that was for Wii. They have it for Wii. We played it on
something
else.
But it was place. She has PlayStation 2, but yeah, I expect they have it for a week.
Do you have
a soon.
Sort of microphone?
Yep. Yeah, real mic.
Damn,
I'm pretty sure it's not like pure tune, like you're on this exact pitch, but it's relative to your own, I think. But
can it determine
it's pretty cool.
Key or whatever?
Why not? Simple calculation.
Yes, yeah, a little DSP. I don't know if it's simple.
Yeah,
is it simple?
Yeah,
piece of cake.
I guess with the computers they got in those things now, the chips.
Yeah, I can do Fourier transformations in my head.
Can you?
No, he cannot.
I believe you. I believe you, man.
I am nervous about the one laptop per child laptop.
Four. Why are you nervous about that?
2 to 5 is okay. It doesn't look like it's going to do anything with anybody else, and that's what computers are these days. It's doing something with somebody else.
I think they have the ability to be, you know, connected to the internet.
It just says it's...
And that's doing stuff with other people.
That's true.
Source,
yeah.
Software.
So you'll be able to use web apps, which I guess... Hopefully you could
that's
use
the way
you know,
the
Flash
anyway.
And everything anyway.
That's the way it is.
What the hell are you going to use Flash for?
All kid that I don't know if you've seen kids on computers these days and they go to their
well,
websites.
It's
going to
support
Webkins
Python
and all that
JavaScript.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Python
that's what
and
kids
JavaScript.
Are going to be doing with it.
It's going to web browser, Abbey Word.
Where find
the Flash player for Linux is free, so
email client.
You know, I'd expect that would work.
Okay. I'm nervous, but it looks like anything. How much do they cost now? That's the other
what's
question.
They're $200. Is that right?
Is it? Or
is it one or two? It's one or two. It's cheap.
I don't know. What? I don't know.
So maybe we should buy one as the comm group so we can we can keep it down here for those of us that don't bring laptops
that looks,
to this meeting.
Totally awesome. It looks totally awesome. It's got a
skeptical.
What's the matter with you? Why are you so skeptical? I mean, this thing's. I mean, look. Even if it's a little bit lame, I mean, it's phenomenal.
How much is it?
That's the question.
Find out. We can. It's a charitable contribution if Comm Group does it, right?
It's
tax write off.
Is it?
Yeah, charitable contribution.
LaptopGiving.org.
Yeah.
Order now.
Give one, get one. Now it's
$399.
That's still not bad.
Up to $200, maybe tax deductible.
There you go.
Up to $200?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Starting to get the scam here, people.
Oh, come on.
I'm being me.
You're being a meanie tetrazzini.
Yep, $399 as a give one and get one.
That's a lot.
So $400 for a weirdly functioning machine. My question would be how reliable. I mean, if it's totally not crashy or anything weird, it might be all right.
Could be a collector's item. Got Lou Reed
that's
ringtone.
A riot as
I think
a right ringtone.
I'm going to have to get rid of my mule ringtone. It's not loud enough.
Mule? Mm-hmm. Is it like rawhide or what? What do you mean mule?
Mule.
This is the band mule? I don't know what you're talking
band
about.
Mule.
No, mule. The video game.
The old video game.
Moran.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know
my
what
my aunt's still?
About?
I might have hit my button. I might have been off the whole
about.
Show. That would suck.
Here, let me see if I can fire it up for you.
Little thing goes up.
Here's
and
a
out.
Website.
I love Karaoke Revolution.
.org.
What is it?
Free MIDI.
Is that like
MIDI? Yeah, ringtones.
Although it's
is that like free MIDI?
I have to tell you that it's not responding really. I'd like to play for you the mule theme, but I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to.
I went and saw the Golden Compass the other night. It was a worthwhile watch.
I saw that. Said it was stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. What do you think about that? She said it.
I think she's stupid.
She said it was stupid.
Whatever. CNN had an article about how the some Christian groups are up in arms over its anti-religious themes.
Anti-organized religion or something
like that? Yeah, anti-organized religion.
What does that mean?
It means that for a short amount of time, there's some of the groups were advocating that Christians not go to see the movie based on its, you know, anti-church, anti-religion overtures. Most I saw was basically it tells you to think for yourself and use your brain, and, you know, if that's anti-God, then...
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be ridiculous.
Do what I tell you. Don't think about it.
Somebody posted the whole opening on YouTube, so that works.
The opening of what?
Mule.
What the hell's Mule?
That's the game.
Never heard of that.
Sounds slow.
It does.
It's faster than that.
Could be your... Is it not buffered well?
No, it's fine. I think this
is
slow.
You guys ever heard my text message noise?
No.
That's slow.
Find how to
That's
play
not
it.
Right. That's too slow.
Yeah, I will text you.
That's too slow. Anyone got anything? Anything else to contribute?
Bueller.
Anything else Bueller. To contribute?
I have...
Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yes. What about... No, I don't know.
Anything? Anything at all?
I apologize for being low energy.
Oh, that's okay, dude.
I was ill.
That's all right.
Now we're going to have to clean this mic up. Do you have Purell for microphones?
It's okay, dude.
I pressed the thing just when it happened.
Don't worry
what,
about
you,
it.
What, you gaffled the text message?
Yeah.
Oh, idiot. You idiot!
Idiot! All right.
I've been watching.
Anybody got anything?
Have you ever watched 2 1/2 Men?
I've seen it once.
Oh, it's cracking me up.
There was a totally hot chick.
There's totally hot chicks on it all the time. Okay. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... Okay, so...
But it... No, I was just going to say, it's kind of funny. Holy shit.
What was that?
That's your ringtone for text messages? It's like some kind of bizarre William Tell thing.
It's actually... I'll show you.
Ah, yes. Nice.
Everybody gets that.
Yes.
Oh, Holy Grail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his, yeah. What the hell was the name of his...
Patsy.
Patsy, yes.
Yes.
The one... Was he the one taking care of the coconuts?
I think so.
Do you, Harif, do you have any of Mr. Bean's movies?
Well, I don't. But,
I'm just curious to see one of them.
I think I do have Bean, the movie.
The first one?
But the best sequence, the best episode of Mr. Bean, I think, is the Christmas episode where he's walking through the...
The best Mr. Bean is the Blackadder, season 3.
Shut up.
That's what I think.
I like when
it's got house on it.
Golfed through...
Yeah, it probably does. Mm. It probably does.
Did you see House, by the way, do Saturday Night Live this year?
No.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Was he really?
He was okay.
His opening monologue blew anything that's on that show away in a long time.
Is it on YouTube?
It's okay.
I mean, it was just talented as opposed to reading cards, which is what most of it is. Mm. It was impressive.
Do you guys know who Dane Cook is?
Of course.
Sure.
Well, have you heard any of his like
a lot
recorded
of
material?
I can't stand Dane Cook.
I understand that, but
and every now and then though, I think he's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, so I would agree with that.
He's pretty damn funny. At
time. Next time you listen to it, see if he reminds you of Christopher Walken.
Christopher
just
Walken?
In his speech patterns.
Christopher Walken, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's walking. Yes, sir.
No, I mean, you know, I borrowed the CD, and you're right. I think that 75 to 80% of the percent of the time, he's pretty hilarious. But I can't help but listen to him and see Christopher Walken pulling off these lines. Or he's purposely doing it like he impersonation. Jesus, I can't talk to him.
Impersonization. All right.
I think we're done.
Are we done?
I don't know. We got anything else?
We're
fading instead
we're kind
of stopping.
Kind of meandering here.
Yeah.
We're gonna end a little
put the audience out of our misery.
A weak note. But that's okay. Anybody have anything else to say?
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
I think we're fading away.
Well.
Last week went out with a bang, I think. And that's why I fucked your cock pussy! The Jews Who Wrote Christmas Songs by Nate Bloom. What is this?
Just a list. I think he puts out a different one every year.
That is interesting. Well, you know, what the hell? Why the hell not?
You know, because Neil Diamond sings a lot of Christmas songs.
Neil Diamond's Jewish Elvis. He'll sing anything. All right, anyway, nothing else?
Oh,
nothing else
the best part of this whole page. Let me find it. I'm totally making the ending worse. Where is it?
Irving Berlin's actual name? But it is.
Irving Berlin's was Nye, was born as Israel Balin. Irving Berlin.
Irving Berlin.
Love it. All right, that's all I got.
It's a big improvement.
Happy Christmas.
Big improvement. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Email us anytime at dorks@dial-a-dork.com.
We
go
miss
to cafepress.com/dialadork, no hyphens, and buy some shirts or coffee mugs or bumper stickers or whatever with the beautiful Dial-A-Dork logo, or you can get a t-shirt with
makes
my
a great Kwanzaa present.
Makes a beautiful... I don't know if you can get
it. Oh, wait a minute. In terms of, you know, service announcements, we should at least mention that for those of us who read Penny Arcade at least regularly, the Child's Play charity event is up and in full effect. Go to penny-arcade.com to find out more info.
Okay.
They donate hundreds of thousands of electronic toys to children's hospitals around the world, and well, it's good stuff.
That's really nice.
You know.
That makes me feel good.
Exactly.
And that's all I care about.
That's right.
Feeling good.
Perfect. You sound like Peter Griffin.
And that's right, Russ. In the groinal region. All right. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else at all? No? Nothing? Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week when there's no possible way we're having a show.
Why not? It's only Christmas.
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay, so tune in next week with our very, very popular, it's the week before Christmas, Dial-A-Dork Sparktacular.
Where we might be able to speak better.
Dorks on Ice.
Where nobody shows up and we don't do a show.
Just no. Especially
seriously,
for you.
We should broadcast
silence. As always,
silence.
We're planning on doing another show next week. We'll just have to see what happens.
Yes, Victoria.
Anyway,
thank you very much for listening.
Good night.
Good night.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.